God is not a killjoy. He is the joy giver. People spread rumors that the Christian life is joyless, but people who do that, people who spread those rumors, have not yet known Jesus. He makes all the difference here and hereafter. Amen? Amen. Popular but misleading buzzwords, you've heard them. Positive vibes, energy, and light. Well, they only distract and keep people from focusing on Jesus Christ. So it's important not to use those words. Remember that 2 Corinthians 11:14 reminds us that not all light is God's light. For instance, it says, "And no wonder, since Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light." So let's remember that Jesus Christ is the only true light, and it's important for us not to be talking about positive vibes, energy, and light, because that's not what's in the Bible. Jesus Christ is the only true light of the world, the sunrise for our darkened souls. I enjoyed a sunrise yesterday, and it was so, so gorgeous, so God-glorifying. It reminded me just how tremendous is our Creator. Jesus Christ is the sunrise for our souls. Also included in yesterday's sunrise, I looked and I saw a rainbow. It was just magnificent. You know, the rainbow reminds us of God's promise to Noah and to all of us human beings that he will not destroy this world with a flood again and so forth. But that would be another topic. But just remember how beautiful is our God. He creates what is beautiful and good. It's time for us to recognize him and love him and remember that Jesus Christ is the only true light and the sunrise for our darkened souls. Luke 1:78 through 79 says, quote, "Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise, the Messiah from on high, will dawn and visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in a straight line into the way of peace and serenity." Unquote. God only offers goodness to us. He is not a killjoy. He is the joy giver. Psalm 16:11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Unquote. You know, I always like to say quote and unquote so that you know when I'm quoting God's word and when I'm just talking. You know, God loves everyone and desires everyone to receive his son. But we each must choose for ourselves to receive him, to accept him, and not reject him. You know, in order for God to be with us and for us, we must be with and for God. Think about that. We must accept him and not reject him as Savior and Lord. We need to follow what he says instead of making our own following. You know, it's about following him. Not following other popular things that really are, there are no new things in today's culture. You can look back in history and see different cultures doing the same things that America in particular is doing today. This is not like some sort of new improved society. Unfortunately, these problems that we're having have existed ever since the fall from the Garden of Eden. I mean, it's sin. It's just plain sin, folks. That's what's wrong. Everybody needs Jesus. I need Jesus just as much as you need Jesus. You know, I need to ask you a question. I need to ask you a question. Do you know Jesus personally? Have you welcomed him into your heart and let him rule your life? Or are you kind of just going Going with whatever feels right. Well, that's certainly not the way to live. Are you trusting in him alone for salvation? Remember the truth. And that is found in God's word. Acts 4:12 says, "There is salvation in no one else. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among people by which we must be saved. For God has provided the world no alternative for salvation." I'm going to pray with you right now. You know, I received Jesus as Savior and Lord, and that is the only way that I'm going to heaven. And that is the only way that God tells us that you can go to heaven, by receiving Him, by receiving what He did on the cross for you, bearing all the punishment for your sins and my sins, and that He rose again, that He rose again and conquered sin and death. I just hate sin and death. But I love Jesus who conquered sin and death for us. Will you pray with me and welcome him into your heart? And if you already have, let's recommit. Let's come to Jesus afresh. All right. Lord God, we thank you so much that you are who you are. We thank you that we still have your word, that you have kept your word for us, that we can turn to it, know what's true, instead of just feeling things and having our feelings change and just basically kind of being just like the waves in the sea crashing about without any firm foundation and having storms and feeling threatened all the time. Instead, we can turn to you as our rock, as our foundation, and know that you will keep us safe, that you are our strong tower. You are a refuge. And so we turn to you alone for salvation, Lord Jesus. We welcome you in our hearts. Please forgive us of our sins, cleanse us, and fill us with yourself. We confess you with our mouths. We confess you as Savior and Lord of our lives. We rely on you, Jesus, for salvation. Please rule our lives, cleanse us. We repent, we turn from sin. We do not want to sin anymore, and we need your help so desperately. We just humble ourselves at your feet. We ask that you would use us and guide us and just fill us with joy in your presence, which you always do, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your joy that isn't a false joy. We thank you for your light, which is never a false light. We thank you that we are never disappointed in you. But rather, we are appointed as children of God through Christ Jesus. Thank you so much. We love you. We worship you. We recommit our lives to you. Please use us, protect us, deliver us from evil, and use us to share your light, the only true light, with the world. We bless your name. We love you and we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Remind someone that Jesus Christ is the only true light of the world. And always be sure to mention that you are praying for people. And do it with love. And if you can, accompany it with a kind gesture or card or a text. You know, you can even text a prayer to a friend who's going through a tough time. That is so much better than doing nothing. And of course, you can always send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. You can sign up there for the weekly devotional also. Again, that's prayingpals.org. We have thousands of people worldwide who have signed up there because everybody needs extra prayer. Now remember, my friends, that Jesus is with you. He loves you. There is hope in him. There is joy. There is love in Jesus.